Our next item of old business is case number 12,387. William and Catherine Eager seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed swimming pool and proposed structures, and a variance from the height requirement for a proposed fence. Members may remember this from our last meeting, where it was tabled for further consideration and dissemination of the building permit information, which has now taken place. Staff would also note that we've received a letter requesting withdrawal of the application.
I'd like Mr. Willer to come forward, please.
Sorry, I don't have a tie on. I wasn't sure if I was going to have the opportunity to say hello. Madam Chair Lady, thank you for the opportunity that I can expound on my letter. I don't know if members have received it.
We all did.
So here's a story to add a little bit to that. I think it's somewhat self-explanatory. When you recall my clients, Bill and Kate, younger couple, they were here with their parents. One of the reasons they bought this house was for their parents to live there. And they were here during the hearing. They didn't speak. They still have their main residence across the bridge over in Maryland or D.C. somewhere. But they just had a long conversation about it, and they decided they didn't want to get started in this community on this note just for this amenity. They didn't realize that there would be so much opposition, and you know, it turned a little hostile, which surprised them. Since that time, Bill actually had a conversation with the gentleman that was right to the left of him. I think he spoke first and told him he was going to do this, and I got the word he was kind of grateful. So they were pleased. Excuse me. Since that time, I also talked to Mr. Townsend, and although I told him that I would win, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't. No. He understood, and the long of the short of it was there was some debate about whether he had to be here, and I said, well, you know, I'll tell him whatever you want me to tell him. And since then, he may have shot an email to you, did he?
Yes, we did receive an email.
Well, I don't want to represent something he didn't say, but he didn't have any objection to withdrawing this. Your standard is good cause, and that's kind of a broad category. I think this is good cause. It's certainly not bad cause, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So I would hope you'd, and I'm sorry to waste your time. I wouldn't really waste the time. Maybe in a few years they'll come back. But I think it'll be a positive thing for him and his family.
All right. Thank you.
That's the reason. Any questions?
Any questions for members of the board?
The only question I had, did Mr. Townsend weigh in his email?
Not in further than that, just to say that we acknowledge it received.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say that. Yeah.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So I will then close the public hearing because we kept it open to find out more information. And then I will entertain a motion to withdraw the application.
So moved.
Motion, second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I, too, with a vote of 5-0, the application is approved for withdrawal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good Christmas.
You, too.